Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, hey, luck was not a lady for one contestant of last week's Vegas episode of Dancing with the Stars episode, season 27. And tonight was the most memorable night. Stay tuned to find out who was the what.
Tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, yes, Frank, honey. Frank Sinatra,
I love
yes.
Frank. Classic. I love this song.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Carla Renata, your host. We are here with the Dancing with the Stars after show. We're going to talk about Vegas night, which was last week, and we're also going to get right into the most memorable night of Dancing with the Stars, which is always the most memorable night of tissues, as they like to call it.
It's very true.
I hear something. What's going on?
Oh, we might have the stream going. This is the fun of live TV, guys.
There we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, all right, we got it. So I am your host, Carla Renata, and next to me is...
Hello, everyone. I'm Kaylee Stump.
And hey, what's up, guys? I'm Carla Beltran.
And I am Jeff Graham.
Yay! So as I said initially starting the show, last week was Vegas night, and it was a really wonderful night. We had performances by Boyz II Men, Donny Osmond, Mr. Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton did a little intro. Blue Man Group did a little performing. There was a special surprise intro by Celine Dion. It was totally just Vegas'd up. But as I said in the intro, luck was not such a wonderful thing for one lady in the Vegas show who got eliminated. But before I say who that person is, I do want to point out that there was a three-way tie. These three people had 52 out of 60 in their score, and those three people were Tinashe, Juan Pablo, and Milo, who all had a 52 out of 60 with their combined scores. But unfortunately, at the end of the night, Danelle and Artem went home.
Yes.
It was sad to see her go, but I knew that it was going to be a struggle for her moving forward in the competition because the dances were going to get harder, they were going to get faster, and with her sight being as limited as it was, I knew that was going to be an issue for her. But she was lovely, and she took it like a champ.
I know.
She did.
And she did do a quick step, and it just ended up being too quick for her. And you could see it on her face once again. I feel like if we had another week with her, she would have become more comfortable, as everyone has. But she just didn't. She didn't make it.
Yeah, bless her heart.
I feel like she was just starting to get excited about the process, too. And she seemed a little shell-shocked when they called her name.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It's just, it'll be fun when they come all back at the end.
Yeah, most definitely. And what I also did appreciate about that episode is they showed what she sees from her vantage point.
Yeah.
They showed the little blackout in the little corner of what she sees, you know, as opposed to what we think she sees. And they also brought attention to the fact that it also looks like she's looking in people's eyes when she's speaking to them. And she said herself that she hears the voice and tries to pitch her eyes up above the voice, which is where she thinks everybody's eyes are above their mouth, at least she hopes so. I'm like, okay, she has a great sense of humor.
We love her, and we
love her, and we'll miss her. But this week, we started with Dancing with the Stars' most memorable year, and this has notoriously been an episode where everybody's crying. We were crying.
Yeah. I mean, we were getting misty-eyed.
Oh, my God. At one point, I was like, I can't hold the tears in my eyes. And then I was like, okay, I just have to blink.
I know.
By the way, guys, before we move forward, can I just state the fact, like, did you guys think that she was actually going to be voted out because the phone votes didn't count?
Yes. Forgot. You know, I forgot. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that she probably was going to be eliminated. I think when we had our predictions last week, I said that I thought she might go home. Okay. Only, and I said the same thing I said tonight, mm-hmm. that I felt like as the competition progressed, it was going to be difficult. You know, they started yeah. doing flips and tricks and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. And because her sight is as limited as it is, and he basically has to guide her through every single solitary moment of the dance, it was going to be more and more challenging for the
for
two
her.
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But the vote, thank you for bringing that up. Because I told
it's interesting they mentioned that because on one hand, as a producer, I would think like, do they have to know?
I think it shows their honesty,
yeah.
and it makes me love the show even more that the yeah. fact that they told us like, you know what, we messed up, and I think that when people are able to acknowledge when they.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Messed up doing something that's like it's huge. So the fact that the show was able to go on air and be like, you know what, we messed up and we didn't count
but
these
it's
votes.
Happened before.
Yeah,
it's happened. I mean, I remember when Zendaya was on there was some drama with the online voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they always have drama, but it's technology, so it's
yeah,
bound to
exactly.
go wrong at
right.
some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so moving on with tonight's memorable day. What is wrong with my mouth tonight? Tonight's memorable year. So we started out with let's see here. I think we started out with Mary Lou and Sasha. They did a Viennese waltz. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And it encompassed or was built around 1984, which was the year that she won the Olympic gold medal. And what I didn't know is that 6 weeks prior to that competition, when she was competing in the Olympics, she jacked up her knee and had to have surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, and they were like, gosh. Girl, it's going to take 6 weeks just to go through the rehab,
right.
let alone competing. And she competed and she won anyway. And she said that that particular Olympic game happened in L.A., so it's very special for her that she won the gold in Los Angeles, and now she's having her most memorable year on Dancing with the Stars, encompassing that year in Los Angeles as well.
I know.
That's
I thought it was
cool.
special, the way she looked back at her journey as a child and looking back now as an adult and how emotional she got, kind of remembering it. I thought that was so special, but I thought she did such a good job. She just kind of had like a calm confidence mm-hmm. in her dance tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that she was really dancing from the heart, and I thought her steps were very well done. Oh my gosh, the photo projection of her from
on
Olympics,
the floor.
On the floor.
Yeah.
That
was
so special. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I personally loved her. Like, I've loved every second of her and, like, seeing her. I feel like she was really strong when she came out, and I feel like she kind of was like, oh my gosh, like, can I actually do this? And this dance, she felt it, and she was like, it was like seeing the young her come out and dance on that dance floor. That's what she delivered tonight, and I loved every single part of it.
Yeah, I really feel like she let Sasha lead in a really beautiful way.
Yeah.
There was a lot of trust there. And look at these moves. If you guys are watching our YouTube right now, we have the video pulled up. This is not easy choreography. This is high-level Viennese choreography. And he has her on the floor. He has her
yeah.
doing multiple turns. She really trusts him, which is leading to really wonderful performances. This was a highlight for me of the night.
Yeah, me too. Lynn Goodman said that that this dance epitomized her athlete fighting spirit, that it was lovely fluidity happening, that he loved
yeah.
her hands. Bruno said that nothing can keep Mary Lou down, saw that she worked on her shoulders, and that he celebrates her. Carrie Ann said, behind an uplifting spirit is the heart of determination, and she saw more struggle from Mary Lou tonight, but she said she pulled it together. They judged her 8, 8, and 8 with a total score of 24 out of 30, and I enjoyed this dance as well. It was
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah,
I feel like based on the other scores, you could have maybe slid a 9 in there. I don't
think
know what
so
you guys
too.
Think.
Yeah,
but
just some of the scores for this night.
We'll talk about some of the scores. I was like, I'm not going to fight for this one, but there's some other ones I do want to fight for.
Yeah.
So moving on to Milo and Whitney, they danced to the Jive. It was prom themed, and they danced to The Way I Move. His memorable year was 2017. He's only 17 years old, so there's that.
Right.
And he said that, and I love Cameron Manheim, his mom. She's like, oh, he was theatrical from the moment he was born. I'm like, okay, that is such a mommy thing to say, Cameron. I love you. That is such a mommy thing to say. But I just have to tell you that. And that I feel like he was holding his own with the pros.
Yeah.
You know, when he's on top of the table dancing, for a second, you couldn't tell the difference between him and the pros,
I thought the exact same thing. It seemed like Whitney even had to start trying to keep up with him and with the moves. And even him, like, working the camera angles and his eye contact into the camera, he's just so confident. And he did such a good job. I love watching him.
I literally wrote this, like, he's a performer. Like, it was enjoyable. I love watching him. Every single time he comes on, it's so enjoyable. I know that last week on Tuesday he did the Argentine Tango and he was so serious about it. And like, I love the fact that he was able to be serious, but at the same time I was like, wait, I miss the Milo that's performing for me. So having him come back and then do this performance, I was so satisfied. And it was so awesome that he had the spotlight and he stole the spotlight. Like, when he came back, I was like, no, don't go back to Whitney. Like, I just want to see you dance on your like by yourself.
Yeah, he's killing it. Yeah. He's totally killing it. Jeff, what are your thoughts about Milo?
You know, I really like Milo on the record. You guys know. For some reason, this week, I don't know why, but didn't quite live up to his other performances for me. No, controversial.
Not even with the backflip?
Yeah, I mean, that was impressive.
That backflip off that table, come on.
Well, his athleticism and stunts were impressive, but I don't feel like he was moving with quite as much musicality as I've seen in the past.
Oh,
this was his second drive, and I just feel like looking at his first drive, it was stronger overall. Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, he's amazing. I feel like I'm basing him on the Milo standard.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what I mean.
He was injured this week, too.
Was he?
He had a hamstring injury.
Some of those spins, I just don't feel like had quite the same intensity of musicality we've seen from him.
Like, look at the spotlight. Right here.
Yeah. So Carrie Ann said that she feels like his light shines so brightly on and off the dance floor, but she did point out that little zombie arm that he had, and I did notice that it was like a little bird zombie arm happening coming out from a side. Bruno said that he graduated with honors and that he has strength and specificity, and Lynn said that he had lovely sharp flicks and kicks and that it was a terrific jive, and as we mentioned, he did have an injury. He had a hamstring injury, but he still did that backflip off that table, so you gotta give it to him.
And he looked good.
Gotta give it to him for that.
Yeah.
His score was 9, 9, and 9 with a total of 27 out of 30. And so
that's
what
a good score.
Yeah. So Kaylee, what do you have to say about that?
So I have a little message for you guys. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you for that little tidbit of info, Kaylee. We appreciate you. Yes, AfterBuzz fans, you know we always talk to you in the chat room. We mention you all by name all the time, and we continue to do so every show that we are on the air. All right, moving on to the next thing. So right after Milo and Whitney was Nancy and Val.
Mm-hmm.
They did a rumba, and to Lucas Graham singing... To Lucas Graham singing Love Sometime.
I didn't get it.
Y'all are wrong. And then 2006 was her favorite year because she felt like that was the year that her family was complete.
Mm-hmm.
Her dance was a dance tribute to her family, basically meaning that, you know, she met someone, she fell in love with that person, and that love translated into starting a family, which I thought was really beautiful. And I thought it was a beautiful dance.
So cute.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite, but it was a beautiful dance.
Yeah, I felt like she was focusing a lot on the steps. You could kind of see it in her face. She did do the steps really well, but she wasn't fully dancing.
I feel like she didn't feel it as much as she felt previous dances.
And she didn't flow fully through her arm extension. She got kind of stuck at every step. It was really well done, but it wasn't extremely passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a rumba, she needed a little more hip action. Yeah, I was saying that. I'm like, Miss Thing, you can't just step. You got the rumba's all about that hip action. You got to sway when you step in and out. Yeah. What were you going to say, Carla? Sorry about that.
That was literally the same thing I was going to say, that she wasn't swaying. Like, it wasn't, like, enough rumbaness for me.
I've heard that the rumba is the hardest dance that they're asked to do based on just the way you move in normal life versus the way you're asked to move in a rumba. I think it's very demanding. And, you know, for a fourth week dance, it's probably tough for her. I think she did a nice job. I think this is a nice dance to go out on, and it was a good run with her.
And that's a good point. You said a fourth week dance. So I was saying this to the girls before we started. They literally have done four dances in 2 weeks.
Wow. Because
they did, last week they did two, they did a dance Monday and Tuesday. This week they did a dance Monday and Tuesday. I'm like, that is a lot of dancing for people that are not used to doing that. So in light of everything, I think all of them, including Nancy, did a really great job considering how much content they had to put in their noggin for the last 2 weeks. That's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
The judges said, Carrie Ann said that she was always trying to figure out what it was, the energy she was getting from Nancy, and she said it was pure joy-based, that she sustained every movement. Lynn said the only thing important in this world is family, that he's learned that, and he agreed with me that she needed a little more hip action. Bruno said that she portrayed the dance with such warmth and tenderness, and that her neckline transformed, and that it was a very conservative rumba. Hence again, meaning it needed some more hip action. They got an 8, 7, and 7 with a total score of 22 out of 30. And then right after they danced, Maddie Ziegler came on and announced that she will be dancing. Well, she announced on IG, on Instagram, that she'll be dancing with Alexis and Allen if they make it through to next week. Right. So that was kind of fun to find out. And then Alexis and Allen danced right after that. And they did a contemporary dance to How to Save a Life. This one wore me out because this is the one that really got me.
Was the tears,
Because she said her favorite year is 2014, and that was the year she found out on Mother's Day that her mom had stage 4 cancer, and her mother lived for 6 months after that, and then she passed away. And she, you know, she said that that's the hardest thing a child can go through is to lose their mom, and that her mom would have loved the fact that she was on Dancing with the Stars because that was her favorite show, and that her mother loved Dancing with the Stars so much that she even took ballroom dance class because she loved the show. But yeah, this was the one that, see, I'm about to cry now. This is the one that got me because I'm caretaker for my mom. So my mother lives with me. And so anything dealing with moms just kind of gets to me. So I was just, the minute she said my mother, I'm like, oh, Lord, she going to say her mother died, and I'm going to be a hot buttered mess sitting at this table. And I was, just like I am now. Okay, somebody else talk.
I know. Well, we were talking about how it showed us a new side and a deeper side of Alexis. If you don't follow, I mean, even if you do follow her on social media, it's very surface level stuff. And so getting to know this side of her and this really tragic story in her life was really special. And then the way she danced, it's just mesmerizing. I can't, like, take my eyes off. You could just tell she was feeling every emotion in every movement, even all the way until the end when she couldn't even hold it in anymore and got emotional.
And in addition to the mommy song, I mean, in addition to the whole theme of dancing for her mom, then they picked that song from Grey's Anatomy, that How to Save a Life song. That just kicked me over the edge. I'm sorry.
That was too much.
Carla?
See, I think I like Alexis's dance, but I think this is the dance that she wasn't angel when she went out on that stage, and I think this is the dance where she finally let her guard down and she was like, I don't care what my social media fans think about me. I don't care about what anybody thinks about me. I'm going out here and dancing this for my mother. And you can tell that she went out there with a confidence that I had not seen her dance with. And I was so proud of that moment where she was like, I just need to let go. And you can feel, like, I was able to feel her emotions through her dance, and it was beautiful. I, like, it takes guts to be able to open up to the public and to be able to do a dance like this. And I'm very, very proud of her. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, her story was so wonderful. And it is so amazing that she opened up like she did. It's funny, she's one of the best movers in the competition. She's so flexible. She obviously has dance training. I still think there's a little bit of musicality I'd love to see with what she's doing. A little bit, maybe 5% more performance engagement. It's some of that intangible stuff that you see in an amazing performer just versus a great performer. And I still maybe it's just me, maybe it's a block. I like Alexis, and I love seeing her open up. I still feel like it's weird to me that someone could move so well, but still not really communicate the musicality of the dance like I'd like to see. And it's all that intangible stuff that can be hard to point to sometimes.
I will agree to disagree with you on that. Fair because enough. I really enjoyed, I loved her last week when she did the whole point thing. Mm-hmm. But when she did this tonight, maybe it was an emotional connection for me, like I said. But I really enjoyed her. And the judges enjoyed her too. They didn't really comment on her dance technique in their comments. But they basically said, Lynn said that her dancing never disappoints and that he loved the lifts. Bruno said that he's been there, meaning that he has lost his mom and that she'll always be there with Alexis. And Carrie Ann said the legacy of a loved one is created by those left behind, that you learn how to carry on without them. So they were with her 100 and, 5,000%, and they gave her a 9, an 8, and a 9, which is a total of 26 out of 30, and it was her highest score so far in the competition this season. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Then we moved on to Ivana and Keo. They did a Viennese waltz to the theme of Harry Potter. Let me just say that when they showed the little clip of her in Harry Potter, I'm like, oh, she's just an odd child. There's just something about her that's just a little odd. I said that not knowing that what she was going to say next was this, that she had a little eating disorder and that she became pen pals with J.K. Rowling, mm-hmm. not knowing that she was going to audition for Harry Potter, not knowing that she was going to get cast in that role, and with J.K. Rowling not even realizing that she was the pen pal she'd had all this time after she got cast. I'm like, okay, that was kind of fascinating.
That was fascinating. I wonder if true Harry Potter fans knew that information about Ivana and being pen pals with J.K. Rowling.
He did.
He's like, let me speak for as one. I did.
It's funny. I'm not into huge franchises like Marvel or Star Wars, but I'm so into Harry Potter.
You can see it.
I can be the voice of the
wizarding
community. So you had some butterbeer and all that.
Oh, yes. I will be the voice of the wizarding community here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But what I loved about what she said is that J.K. Rowling's books made her want to live again, because when you have an eating disorder, you don't. You do that because you have some kind of body thing going on. And she said that the Harry Potter books made her want to live again, and it made her forget about being skinny or perfect. So I was glad to know that this was a child that's reading, first and foremost, in a world of social media. She actually picked up a book, and that book saved her life.
Yeah. This was such a special dance. I loved watching, and I love that they used the Harry Potter theme song. It was so special. You could tell that she's so much more confident this week in her moves and her dancing, and instead of thinking about the technique and her steps, she just felt the moves, and she was just enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so fun to watch. Yeah.
I feel like I've said this for like almost every single dance, but this was by far, I know that for sure, this is by far her favorite, like her best dance yet. And I think it was because of the familiarity of her dancing to Harry Potter. I feel like the theme song was perfect for her because I feel like she felt right, like she was able to extend the arms and fully finish that dance the way she started it. And I loved it. I loved the way that she started, the way she ended. She felt so like confident throughout the dance, and we were able to see her confidence shine through.
Absolutely, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean,
from the wizarding community.
Exactly. I will say I love this. It's one of those tough ones where admittedly my bias probably also helped me love this. I couldn't help but feel like Luna Lovegood was at the Yule Ball showing off for all of her classmates and surprising them. That being said, the dance was wonderful. I will say I think Keo is one of the most talented pros on that show in terms of just his dancing.
I would agree with you on that.
And he sometimes outshines his partner for that reason. And I think not only have we seen Keo grow so much as a teacher and choreographer, but for Ivana to keep up with him and really match him in terms of his movement says so much about how good this dance was. This might have been my favorite of the night.
You know, my mouth is just moving faster than my brain. The thing about Keo is that it's nice to see him finally get a partner that can hang with him, because they used to give him, they would give him like... Every time I think about Keo, I think about when they gave
him
Shaka
Charo
Khan.
Or Shaka.
He had Charo. Yeah. He had Shaka Khan. Like, they would give him these people that have these bigger-than-life personalities or talents, but they were the rhythmless nation on the dance floor. So I'm really happy to see that he got somebody really cool on the dance floor. And the judges agree with us. They believe that it was her best dance yet. Bruno said that her magic is stronger than ever and that we're all under your spell and that she had some wonderful nuances in that performance. Carrie Ann said that her performance has grown so much and there were so many dimensions in the dance. I agree with that. And that it was a beautiful, well-rounded performance. And Lynn also said that it was a magical performance. They scored them a 9, 9, and a 9 with 27 out of 30. And it was her best dance yet.
Mm. Yeah, loved it.
All right, Jenna and Joe. They were dancing to a song sung by Leona Lewis and Kaylin Scott. And I remember Leona Lewis from being on The X Factor in the UK. Mm-hmm. So I was very excited to hear her sing, which was kind of a distraction because I was so busy listening to her sing. Yeah. I kind of was in and out of watching them dance. So that was kind of busted. But I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful dance. I love that Joe dedicated this dance to his... I'm not sure if she's his girlfriend or just his girlfriend or his fiance.
Girlfriend.
Okay,
girlfriend.
So he dedicated it to Kendall, his girlfriend, and said that this was his most memorable year because up until him meeting Kendall, he had commitment issues and that she helped him overcome that fear. And you know what? Kendall is ride or die. Like, this is the chick who agreed to dance with him in the living room to help him learn to dance to get him out of his nerves.
Kendall's a keeper.
Yes.
Yeah, she's ride or die chick, so
we like Kendall.
We like Kendall. And I love Grocery Store Joe. You can tell he's trying so, so hard. Mm-hmm. And he's slowly becoming a little bit more comfortable. But you can tell he's just so determined, and I appreciate that. And obviously, like we've said before, he's not used to performing at all, performing in front of audiences or crowds. So, I don't know. He's getting better by the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just feel like his confidence is low.
Len said that his dancing is a work in progress, and I totally agree. He's not my favorite performer, only because I can tell that he's very uncomfortable performing in front of an audience. I feel like when you see the back roll of him, like, being, like, in rehearsal, I feel like he feels so much more comfortable, and he feels confident, but I think that once all the eyes are on him, he felt a little bit more uncomfortable. So I think, and also with this dance, I love the live performers, but I don't think that they benefited him at all because in the beginning of the dance, I wasn't even watching him because I was distracted by the performers. Yeah. And I think that they kind of knew that, so that's why they moved the camera away from the performers. So that kind of wasn't really beneficial, but I'm rooting for Joe. I see that he's making progress, but he just needs to get out of his shell that he has.
You might not want to pair like the world's best singer with the show's weakest dancer. You know, like I don't know if Leona Lewis and Grocery Store Joe make the best combo.
You know, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
You know, he's so earnest. He's giving it his best. It's ABC. They love The Bachelor. Grocery Store Joe has kind of stolen the hearts of America. So he might stick around. I don't know. He's giving it his all.
Yeah. So, you know, the judges said that it was a beautiful dance. Carrie Ann said that she saw tonight him opening up so much and that touched her heart and that he's still growing and she knows it's going to pay off. But I think she's a little frustrated at the fact that she believes in him more than he believes in himself. As you said, Carla Lynn did say that his dancing was a work in progress, but that he could see a more confident Joe coming out. And Bruno's like, you know, you just got to work on your quality of movement. Mm-hmm. They scored him a 6, 6, and a 6, 18 out of 30. And I didn't think that that was fair. I thought that he was underscored. I didn't think he deserved a 6. I really didn't. I think he could have at least got like a 7.
At least 1-7. Yeah, at least 1-7.
I was like, that's kind of busted. Why y'all doing him like that? Okay, moving on to Juan Pablo and Cheryl, Carla's favorite couple.
Yes, please.
So his favorite year was 1999, the year that he moved from Buenos Aires to America. They danced to a samba. And he talked about being autistic. He talked about being bullied in Argentina and talked about coming to the States and, you know, having a whole different life to begin here. And he got offered that part of Mamma Mia and all his scenes were with Meryl Streep. And, you know, now his dreams are coming true in a way that he never even saw coming. So I thought that was really cool. I thought that dance was hot, hot, hot.
It was,
I thought that hip action was off the chart. And he looked like he was having way too much fun. I don't know what y'all think, but that's what I think.
Yeah, he was clearly very comfortable dancing solo in his little solo before he got together with his partner. But he's just so in his element. But
you need a fan, girl. I need to get out my little electronic fan for you.
Can we refill Carla's water over here?
Look at her. She can't even stop giggling. You are a hot buttered mess.
We gotta get him in studio.
I don't think you can handle that. No, yeah, he's great with his hips. He's great with his feet. Honestly, the elongated turns that he did, I didn't think they were super smooth with Cheryl. Mm. So I was kind of shocked at his perfect score. It was obviously extremely hot and well done, but I didn't think it was perfect.
Yeah. Carly, you well.
Juan Pablo, ¿en dónde empezamos? Let's just say that I wrote in like capital letters, amazing. We've seen like a couple of sambas, and this one was so good. The hip action was there.
I think you're just saying that because you like Juan Pablo. I'm going to move on to Jeff because look at you. You can't even talk.
Stevie. And I was speechless.
Jeff.
I mean, this was great. I think there's an element of sometimes the energy of the room will get you tense. And like this number picked up the night. And like, even though I loved Ivana's dance so much, this was kind of the performance highlight of the night for me. The chemistry between Cheryl and Juan Pablo is off the chart. And I love Cheryl, so it's fun for me to see her. She hasn't won since, like, her first season on the show, so it's fun for me to see her kind of having a nice run.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think he was made for this dance.
You could tell that he was enjoying this performance. Like, he's like, I know how to samba, and you're going to watch me samba.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Like, yes.
They were having a time of their life. Lynn said that Lynn didn't even have words. He was speechless like you and just gave him a standing ovation. He's like, some dancers don't need any words. And was like, clap, clap, clap. Yeah. He stood up out of his seat. Bruno said that out of the 27 seasons he's done Dancing with the Stars, that this was the best samba he's ever seen. And Carrie Ann was like, okay, this samba was off the charts. They got a perfect score, 10, 10, and 10 across the board.
Well deserved.
I think they deserve that. I thought it was off the charts. I was like, okay, Juan Pablo, you did your thing. All right, moving on to John and Emma. They danced to Smile. Did y'all know Smile was written by Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, I think so.
So the song Smile was written by Charlie Chaplin, and it was one of Michael Jackson's favorite songs as well. But they did a waltz to that. And
we have to shout Carla out quick. Classic movie fans. She knows all her knowledge.
Yes.
We can talk about
I just busted that out, right?
Well, we can talk about the TCM of it all, right?
Oh, yeah. It's done already.
Well, Carla's a very acclaimed film critic, guys, and she did some nice work on TCM, so let's shout you out.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. That was awfully nice of you. Thank you.
Of course, yeah.
So, amazing.
Oh, thank you. So, John's favorite year was 2016 because that was the year that he lost everything. Him and his mom's house in Louisiana became flooded. And then shortly after that, his mom died that same year. And that was a rough year for him. That was a rough year for him. So they danced to Smile. And you could tell that the emotion of the dance got in his head. He couldn't separate himself from the emotion to focus on the technique of the dance. Mm-hmm. His shoulders were up, like all the things that he had worked on to get perfect kind of just went out the window because his emotion got the best of him.
Yeah, and at the end of that package, he talks about how that difficult year of his brought him closer to his partner, his girlfriend. And yes, he was clearly very emotional. And then at the very end of the dance, he ran over to his girlfriend and like gave her a hug. I thought he was gonna get down on one knee and propose.
Oh.
I was like, oh, but he didn't.
I knew that would not happen.
He didn't. And he could feel the emotion. And yeah, I think he forgot his technique.
Yeah, I think that this dance was very heartfelt, and I don't think he focused on the technique at all. I think he just went out there and he was like, you know what, this is how I feel and I'm going to let you know how I feel. And like, I feel like the reason why he wasn't like up and up, because it's like, I don't feel strong. Like, I don't feel like this was the worst year of my life and I don't feel strong about it. So this is how, like, he just showed us the emotion that he felt throughout that
vulnerable.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really beautiful for him to like, just let us see another side of him.
Mm.
And even though like the technique wasn't the best, I think I still loved his dance.
I love John Schneider. What do you think?
Yeah, he's very likable. You know, like, he really is giving it his all. I agree with you guys about the technique. We lost it a bit this week. I think there's simple stuff, like some of these arm flares. He could just open up a little more. It almost felt like he was pulling his arm across his body rather than really fanning it out. And it's interesting because I would think Emma's such a drill sergeant that small stuff would have been ironed out before getting on the floor. But again, he had watching those packages right before you dance can really get into the minds of these performers.
Yeah, so. I mean, and he's an actor too, so you know, right. you learn as an actor to use your emotions to your advantage, and this was one time that it worked to his disadvantage.
Mm, that's a good point, Carla.
But the judges scored him 7-7-7, 21 out of 30. This wasn't his best dance, but I love John Schneider. I think he's great. I think he'll be around for a minute. Mm-hmm. Bobby and Sharna were up next. They did a contemporary to, I think it was called Million Dreams from the Greatest Showman.
Yep.
And his favorite year was 1998, the year he graduated from high school, because no one in his family had ever done so. Mm-hmm. His mom he confessed and shared that his mother died in her 40s from drugs and alcohol, but before she died, she got her GED because she said her son inspired her to do so. Mm-hmm. That already made me cry right there, so I was a mess for the rest of that dance.
I know. I know. He's so like, sweet.
What is happening right now?
I love how positive and how grateful he is after every dance, and with everything in him, you can see how happy he is just to be where he is. He's clearly learned to dance. It's contemporary. Like, that's not easy for, especially if you're not a dancer.
I think this was his best.
He did so, even solo, he did so well. He was a little bit off timing when they jumped off the bed a little bit. I don't know. I just think he's so sweet and so passionate. And he even made Carrie Ann emotional at the very end, which is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, this dance, the fact that, like, he's always been the performer that I enjoy watching, because he's like, he just goes out there and he does moves and he's like, oh, I don't really care like if I'm doing them well or not, because I'm enjoying this dance and I want you to watch it. And this performance, I enjoyed watching it simply because he danced and he did a heartfelt dance, and he was like, you know what, this is my dream, and this is, I feel like we saw the child in him come out and just perform this beautiful dance for us, and I really enjoyed it. I loved it, like, in the beginning I was a little bit afraid because I thought he was going to do something crazy, but I love that he ended it and he was like, no, like this is me, you know?
I'm glad he embraced the tone and the seriousness of the piece, because, you know, he's not always been a serious guy, so I'm glad he took this seriously. I also do want to shout out this little kid vocalist who was
Right, I have his name. His name was Malachi Barton.
He was wonderful,
and he was the son of one of the band members of Ray Chew and the Crew. So
really nice voice.
Yeah, that was so lovely, lovely, lovely. So he got a total of 8, 7, and 8 with a total of 23 out of 30. I really enjoyed
such
that.
Such a good.
I thought this was his best dance ever.
Yeah.
All right. So next up was Tinashe and Brandon. They did a rumba. The rumba, and this thing had hip action for days, so there was that.
Yeah.
She did it too, in 2014 was her best year, because that was when she released her debut album, and she danced to her own song, Two On. I don't know what it is about this young lady, but I really enjoy her watching, and I'm almost positive she'll end up being in the one of the top contenders when we get down to the finals.
I hope so.
She's clearly a star, and hearing her parents talk about how she was as a child growing up and all of her performance, like, she's clearly a star, and she's so fun to watch. She's so entertaining.
She's so natural and flawless. It's like, I feel like she's not even trying. I feel like she's just like, oh, I just know how to do this naturally. Yeah. And she was born to be a performer and a dancer.
Tinashe has exactly what I feel like Alexis doesn't quite have for me. I think the two of them are the two strongest female dancers on the show.
I agree.
But if you put them side by side, they're both great movers, they're both flexible, but Tinashe brings an extra 5% of musicality and fluidity and movement and performance commitment that I just don't see from Alexis yet. And that's why, to me, Tinashe is really cleaning up the show right now. Because she's a real performer.
Yeah, she most definitely is. The judges gave her a 9, 9, and 9, 27, the highest score in the competition so far. I'm telling you, that girl is going to be in the finals. I'm telling you. Next up
I said.
Yes, of course.
I hope so.
Yes. DeMarcus and Lindsay rounded out the competition this evening with an Argentine tango. His best year was, or his most memorable year, I should say, was the 2016 year, because he won the Super Bowl that year, and it was a challenging year for his family. Him and his family had 3 miscarriages. They adopted a daughter, and then 2 years later had a son, and he was so overwhelmed at the emotion that all of that came together when he won the Super Bowl. It was just a win-win situation for him. Mm. But it was all about that lift he did. He was flipping her like a pancake.
God.
Yeah. Honey, I loved it.
So impressive. I love seeing this side of him and learning more about his family and his children. He's so sweet. But his, oh my God, the lift was so incredible. The multiple lifts above his head. And then the beginning, like, cheerleading move when he throws Lindsay up and she does the little twirl and he catches her. Mm-hmm. That was so incredible.
Right his, here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There it is. Flipped it like a pancake.
Amazing. And his footwork, was incredible. It was flawless. He did such a good job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That little slide that they've put sometimes from the stage down always kind of gets me scared because I feel like it throws people off. Like, you have to really know how to go down that slide and not miss your step because that slide will definitely throw you off. And it got me a little bit concerned once I started going down the slide, but I love the fact that he was able to keep his steps. He started out strong. He ended strong. It was intense. It was passionate. It was beautiful, and I loved it. And I love how it ended with his kids at the end.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I found myself watching Lindsay a lot during this for some reason, even though I should have been watching DeMarcus, but Lindsay's so good.
She's so good.
I don't know. His lifts were amazing, obviously. That's so hard to do. I think he was a little heavy in this. Like, I don't think... I've seen him be so light and graceful, and he may have been a little, like, stompy, but... Mm. But and part of it's to be that kind of alpha energy that you need for an Argentine. So maybe that's
absolutely.
What he was trying
to maybe that's what you maybe that's what you picked up on.
Yeah, that's just what I wonder if anyone in the comments or chat agrees. It just got a little.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. I could see how you would pick up on that.
Yeah, but he was great.
Well, the judges loved him too. They gave him a 9, 8, and 9 with a 26. Mm-hmm. I felt like they were underscored. I felt like they should have got some 10s, another 9, or something. I felt like they were grossly underscored.
We were shocked. I feel like since they gave their first 10s this night, I feel like. Of course, I do love the fact that they gave all their 10s to Juan Pablo, but I do believe that other people should have, like, deserved a 10 on this
okay.
night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was our competition for the night, and we would be remiss if we didn't do a take back or a throwback a Dancing with the Stars memorable night performance. And this week, we chose Bendy Irwin, who is season 21's champion, and she did a dance in honor of her dad, with Derek Huff, who was her partner at the time. And if we could take a little bit of time to look at that, that would be great. But until we get to that point...
We have some news and gossip.
Let's hear some news and gossip.
Well... I just have some fun photos to share from throughout the night. Some of the contestants have been sharing stuff on social media. The first one was just that... The Kardashians are Team Milo.
Interesting.
Oh.
Very interesting. Both Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner tweeted in their support of Milo.
That is so funny.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Oh, but you know what? Now I know why. I'm like, oh, why am I shocked by that? Well, you know, I told you I know Milo's mom, Cameron. Yes. I did a sitcom with her. They spent some time with the Kardashians over the summer, so that's probably why they're in support. I forgot all about that.
Okay.
See, the things you know when you know people.
That's interesting. Okay. Another celebrity that's in support of one of the contestants is Kelsea Ballerini, country singer. She was in the audience tonight. In support of Bobby Bones.
Nice.
So it was fun. She was doing a little Instagram story from the audience, so that was really cute. And then Bachelor Nation was there in support of Grocery Store Joe.
Of course they were.
Of course they were. Kendall was there. She was Instagram storying. And if you are a Bachelor fan, Bachelor Nation, Evan Bass was there. Jared Highbone and Eric Bigger were also in the audience.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Well, that was some nice little tidbits.
Yeah.
Well, after everybody did all their dances and everything was said and done, and the bottom ended up being Nancy and Val.
Yeah.
And Tinashe and Brandon. Which I was like, what the hell is happening that Tinashe and Brandon are in the bottom two?
We were shocked.
I was feeling some kind of way about that, and I was about to go off if they ended up getting eliminated.
Yeah, I was going
to
be so upset if Tinashe got out.
Right.
I was like...
Not that I was hating on Nancy and Val, right. But I was a little salty.
I'm sure it's the case of they don't need my vote syndrome, where when someone's the front runner, no one votes for them because they assume everyone's voting for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know? All I know is that was a hop. I was not having that by any stretch of the imagination. But
yeah,
at the
I didn't see that coming at all.
I didn't see that coming either. But at the end of the day, it was Nancy and Val that ended up getting voted off. Okay, so now that we have this information up with Bendy and Derek, let's take a look and a listen to that.
So, I love Bendy.
So, for those of you that are on iTunes, Bendy Irwin's father was Steve Irwin, the alligator dude.
Crocodile person.
And she was on Dancing with the Stars, and every time she danced, it was just heartbreaking every time she danced. And her memorable moment was dancing in memory of her dad with Derek Hough. And honey, when I watched this in real time, I cried like a crocodile. I had some crocodile tears for days.
Wow. Yeah.
It was so beautiful, and I really enjoyed watching her. And it kind of did a resurgence of her career, so to speak, because she's everywhere now, and now she's seen everywhere with her brother and her mom.
Oh, yeah.
Living on through the legacy of her dad, Steve Irwin. But this was absolutely beautiful, and we enjoyed watching her during that season.
Irwin family is adorable.
All right, so
this was the season that I actually worked for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, it is.
And when I watched this dance live, I was like up in like the stage, like just kind of like watching, and I started crying. I was like, this dance is beautiful. You were able to feel her energy throughout the whole room, and it was definitely one of the most memorable dances
absolutely
of the night.
Absolutely.
She won that season, and she definitely deserved it.
Absolutely. So what do we think might be our predictions of who is going to get the booty boot boot next week?
And now you're after Buzz.
I love that so much. So I'm thinking it's going to be a toss-up between Grocery Store Joe and John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen next week.
I think the Bachelor fans are going to save Grocery Store Joe.
Me too.
And I think John is going to get the boot.
I hope not. I love him, though.
Yeah.
What do you think, Carla?
Okay, so I don't want to go for John because I want to keep John. I think I'm going to go for Joe and Mary Lou. I feel like I've enjoyed watching Mary Lou, but I don't know. I feel like I want to see a little bit more of John. And maybe I don't know that Joe will stay. Maybe the votes will save him, but I feel like he's just really not. Like, I feel like now after this upcoming week, like, I need to see stronger dances. And I don't know that he's much of a strong dancer.
Aww. Yeah, I think from a technical perspective, I'd be worried about Joe, but again, with Bachelor Nation on ABC watching this, I could see him sticking around for a while.
I know.
Even though she's one of my favorites, she was so sensational tonight, I'm a little worried about Ivana Lynch. I don't know why.
Really?
I just feel like this is that part of the season when, like, I don't know, you think of, like,
what
Alexa
about the
Vega.
Harry Potter fans,
that's
though?
True. Yeah, I just wonder if they're watching this. Mm-hmm. I think of like someone like Alexa Vega, who was so good but went home really early because she's just kind of one of those people that might get forgotten in the sweep of things. So I hope it's not the case because I like her, but I'm just a little worried for Ivana. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, we're thinking somewhere between Ivana, Joe, and John. Mm-hmm. Yes, was the consensus.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
All right. Okay. Well, that does it for us with this episode.
That was a fun one.
I know this was a fun one because we had so much to discuss and talk about. So that does it for us in this episode of Dancing with the Stars, episode 4 and 5. Oh, my God. It was a lot. But join us next week as we, you know, hit it again, hit it and quit it again, and talk about all the dances, talk about who got eliminated, who might get eliminated, who gonna stay, who was fierce, who wasn't, you know, and all that. But until the meantime, you can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic. You can also find me on Sundays at The GH Report here at AfterBuzz and on BHL or Black Hollywood Live for Black Tomatoes at 5 o'clock. And where can we find you, Kaylee?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kaylee Stump and check out my podcast called Sex in Studio City.
I love that.
I love that.
Hey guys, I'm your host Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham or Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham. I'm doing a lot of stuff here, so you can find it there.
All right. So until next Monday at 9 o'clock, people, we will see you then. And join us next Monday for Dancing with the Stars After Show. Until then, love, peace, and hair grease. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.